Yo, what's up? It's Thursday, May 19th, and I don't know how you guys are doing, but I can guarantee you you're feeling a lot better than Capo Caco, who probably feels like caca this morning. Caco missed that open net, wide open empty net to put the Rangers up 2-0, which would have iced that game because Carolina did not show up last night, which is one of the reasons I'm always scared of game ones. Another lesson for the children out there. I've seen this many times throughout my life. When you get in a grueling series versus a grueling team like Boston, especially a 7-game series, you got to pay the toll. Sometimes it takes something out of you and the next team benefits. You have a team like the Rangers. Yeah, they played a 7-game series, but trust me when I tell you there's a difference between playing the speed of the Pittsburgh Penguins in 7 games rather than the bruising physical nature of the Bruins. Every time you play a team like the Bruins, especially in a 7-game series, it takes something out of you. And Carolina looked like a team that exhausted a lot of resources to take out that Bruins team. And the Rangers should have been the main benefactor of that, but they couldn't even do it because of old Capo Caco. As far as our night went, you know things are good when you technically have a winning night, but that's just not good enough anymore. You've been on such a run that winning is not good enough anymore. But no, it is good enough. It should always be good enough. You shouldn't be a huge complainer, especially during a game one. Game ones, I'm looking to go something like 3-2. I just want to hover over even. I want to be that guy whose eyes are above the water, you know? We got that Carolina bet by the skin of our teeth, but like my uncle once told me when he was a kid, I don't want to hear, but you got lucky. I don't watch the games. When I read the newspaper, if I see it was right, then it was a good bet. So technically Carolina by one was a good bet, but there was an exact reason I didn't want to take them by two, and those playoff unders, and I know we got that next game coming, which is kind of like an asterisk glitch. But those playoff unders are something that you're really going to start seeing a lot more of. So if you're one of these over people, you should start dialing the brakes unless you're a fan of that Battle of Alberta series. Ton of goals in that one. So that means if you went to BetMGM and you put $10 on any game, you would have got a free $200 right away last night. Because if you bet 10 on any game and either team scores a goal, BetMGM is going to give you $200. You just got to go to BetMGM, use the promo code OSNHL, or click the link down below, and you'll get your free $200, which would have hit instantly. Even in the first game, the Rangers scored in the first period. Every single game ends with a goal, so it's $200 to play with. Hopefully you've done it already. If not, go ahead, do it. Join the gravy train that keeps on rolling. I wanted to have a winning night. We squeaked it out by the skin of our teeth. Carolina came through for us. Shesterkin did not come through for us in that game. However, there are certain bets, trust me when I tell you, you almost want them to lose. Why would you want a bet to lose, Andy? Because of that right there. It's like it's chess betting. If you allow me to see it, like my big strong suit is knowing how series are going to take shape. You can look at last round. Give me some information. Let me see how the styles match up against each other. Let me see the efforts on a game-to-game basis. And I will usually do a pretty good analysis of how those next games are going to go. And what I saw in this game, Shesterkin had the under on saves. Why is that? Because like I said, Carolina had to pay the toll for that Boston series, yet they still came out with a win. So keep that in the back of your mind when we get to tomorrow, because tomorrow I have one of my strong bets, you know, because I don't like to BS you people where I just say, oh, you got, I don't want to make every bet seem like it's my best bet. Like I'm hesitant during game ones. Tomorrow I have one that I'm going to push chips on. And so far, I believe I'm 3-0 in games that I want to push chips on. As far as tonight goes, we got Tampa Bay, Florida, game two. This game is I'm having a battle in my mind of what to do, because you see a team like Tampa Bay, there is no environment, even though that Florida building was not an environment to worry about at all. But as you saw in Game 7 in Toronto, there's not an environment in this league that phases them. And when you see them at a line like plus 140, it's so hard not to take it, especially after you realize that Florida, 0-21 on the power play. I kept bringing this up. And now finally it's getting the national attention. That's usually how the trends work, by the way. Andy says something, then the league will say it, and all the analysts will say it probably 2 days or a week later. 0 for 21 in that power play. It completely deflates the team when they scored or blown yet another chance. However, you still have to dial the brakes. Florida went 0-2 against Tampa at home last year. They know how that series ended. One would think you're going to see guns blazing tonight. Anything and everything they have is going towards the Tampa Bay net. And if it was anyone other than Vasilevsky, I'd say you should probably look at taking Florida for this game. But the Lightning and Vasilevsky in particular, he's on one of those runs where I'm just so scared. I'm so scared that even point props, I'm like, what if he just robs everybody? So what I'm going to do tonight, I did it the last two games. I'm going to do it again, even though my gut tells me, oh, there should be a lot of scoring in this one because Florida is going to do everything they can to avoid that 0-2 hole. But I need to see Vasilevsky let in some more. This is, you're getting Vezina level Vasilevsky right now. You saw it in game seven. You saw it in overtime of game six. You saw it in game seven. And now you're getting the continuation of it. So until I see him allow an over again, I'm taking these Tampa Bay unders as long as they're at 6.5, especially with point out there. I know it's not huge. I know they can win any game without any player. We saw them do it without Stamkos when they won the 2020 Cup, and they even didn't have point for most of the Eastern Conference Finals. They're fine without players. However, I think their max ceiling offensively, like those 7-goal games, are less likely to happen without point. And on the other side, I am worried that Florida is going to get a lot of chances in this game. I just always feel comfortable putting my money behind Vasilevsky. So I'm taking the over under 6.5 once again in this game. The defensive approach has worked in back-to-back games for Tampa. I see no reason why they won't go to that again. But what I'm going to do, because I really do think Florida, they really have to empty the tanks on this one to avoid going down to 2-0. And because that power play is now, it's a national story. They are such a passive power play. They're trying to tic-tac-toe like the Spanish false 11 soccer team without a true shooter. They're trying to pass it into the net. And this game, I believe that stops. So I'm looking for people on that power play to fire shots towards the net. Because if they're going to go down, they're going to go down shooting. That's not a real saying. I just invented it on the fly. One of my favorite bets for this game, give me the Ekblad over 2.5 shots. I believe the guys at Odd Shopper, the bunker-dwelling statisticians, I picture like the scientist in Ninja Turtles, Secret of the Ooze, creating that ooze to come up with these numbers. They got this at a 59% chance of hitting. Old Andy's got it at a 62. All right, so that's a big 3%. No, but I think Ekblad's hitting that over 2.5 shots. Specifically, I bet you he fires a few on the power play hoping for a bounce. Then I'm even going to go Barkov 3.5 shots. He's their best player. He's their leader. He's a little too passive for my liking, along with Huberdeau, but I have seen a willingness from him to say, all right, we're not going to shoot. Here's my one-timer. You saw two of those last game. 3.5 shots is a lot for someone like Barkov, but at least the 3.5 shots is returning plus money, which makes the juice worth the squeeze. Then on the other side, Kucherov over 2.5 shots. They got a 64% chance of this hitting, and I completely agree with this. I don't know what's got into Kucherov, but I've seen him over the last 2 years. He's always looking to thread that perfect pass for the one-timer. Maybe he feels a little less comfortable without point in the slot. However, if you look at the last two games, the last three games, he seems hell-bent on firing one-timers on those power play. Normally, he's always looking to get it to Stamkos or somebody drifting in the high slot. He is firing everything. We saw him score a power play goal in last game. 2.5 shots. I completely agree with the guys at Odd Shopper. 64% chance of hitting. Give me the over 2.5 shots for Kucherov. And I thought this was going to be lower on Odd Shopper just because he's a defenseman. Give me the over 2.5 shots for Victor Hedman, because as you've seen in the last two games, if he sees a direct lane to the net and he sees Killorn or Perry lingering, he seems a little more prone to shoot it now that it's just kind of the big three working the top of that power play without point working down low as much. It's like the big three or nobody. So give me Hedman to fire a couple shots through. So that's the over 2.5 shots for Victor Hedman. And that's what I'm going to stick with on that game. Now let's go over to the old Avalanche Blues. I'm going to go to that big line. One that I really like, though, I believe he hit two posts. I saw him miss a point blank shot that usually normally doesn't happen. Mikko Rantanen, it's the best percent chance of winning on the day, according to the guys at Odd Shopper. And this was my favorite play before I looked at the percentages that they had out there. But the Mikko Rantanen over 2.5 shots, they got that at a 71% chance of hitting. I completely agree with that. I think the guys at Odd Shopper have a personal affinity for David Perron on the road for over 2.5 shots. It seems to always work out. And like I said about Carolina home games and Tampa after a loss, until you lose something, just run with it. So go with the David Perron over 2.5 shots, 71% chance of hitting. Buskevich, this is the highest return on investment from the guys today. They got the over 2.5 shots because it's plus money. They're saying this is the best we got for you in terms of investing, not so much and getting a good return on. That's what they got for you. I like Rantanen scoring. I like Mikko Rantanen scoring. 47% chance at that goal, which is pretty nuts. They got Mikko Rantanen at a 50% chance of scoring, and I thought he was going to score a goal for all those chances, especially that big unit didn't have a great power play. Give me Rantanen to come out with a goal in this one. I don't know why they got Makar at only a point. He went pointless last game. I'm willing to take the chance that he's not going to do that two games in a row. So give me a Cale Makar point, even though you got to lay big juice on that one. And that's kind of what I got for you. I know I just spit a bunch off at you there. Let me try to recap this for you. We got the Tampa Bay Lightning under 6.5. We got the over 2.5 shots for Nikita Kucherov and Victor Hedman. We got the over 3.5 shots returning plus money for Barkov and the over 2.5 shots for Aaron Ekblad, who I think has a great game. Then moving over to this next game, I'm still scared to take either team because I'm not paying for inflated cereal once again. So I'm not taking either side of this game or the over-under because my gut tells me there's going to be some goals in this one, which is why I'm going to take some of these props, which is we got the Rantanen 2.5 shots over, favorite play. I'm actually willing to go a Rantanen goal. I got a Makar point. They got the over 2.5 shots for David Perron and the over 2.5 shots for Pavel Buskevich. And then I'm going to go back to my no point for Vladimir Tarasenko. I know this is kind of confusing when you have all these props, but that's what I got for you. All right, get your pencil out and take them all down. That's what we had to do last night. And by the way, I didn't mention that. How about that last night? All those props, you know, it was going to be a hell of a prop day if they didn't take that Tyson Barry assist away. They took it away. The sports book taketh and the sports book taketh away. But we nailed the over 2.5 shots for Dreisaitl. We nailed the Lindholm point. We nailed the Hanifin point. And we had the Barry point. Actually, can you really brag in a game with 78 goals that you had some? I can't believe we missed two. We missed two. But we hit three. So as long as we're on the positive end of those things, we can't complain too much. We'll see how much we'll be complaining tomorrow or not complaining. But even if tonight goes a little sour, tomorrow's one of my strong bets. So and this is not clickbait. I suggest you come back for it tomorrow because I'm excited for it. I'm excited when I push some of these chips into the pot. But until then, enjoy tonight's games. I think they're going to be pretty good ones tonight. They're going to be some goals scored tonight, in my opinion. How funny is that to say after I took the under? 4-2 counts as a lot of goals. No, it doesn't. But anyway, take it easy. Have a good one. I'll be back with you tomorrow to break down the best Friday bets before the weekend.